Two Anthropic stories are burning up the HN front page today, and they're thematically related, even though they look different on the surface. The bigger one in terms of community heat is John Gruber's piece on Daring Fireball, Anthropic's watermark text adulteration in Claude is a perversion of writing. The score is 337, with 330 comments, which is an unusually high comment-to-score ratio, indicating genuine controversy rather than just upvote momentum.
The core claim in Gruber's piece is that Claude is subtly altering text in ways designed to be detectable as AI-generated, essentially embedding watermarks in word choice, sentence rhythm, and stylistic patterns, without explicitly disclosing this to users. If you're using Claude to help draft a document and then presenting that as your own writing, the argument goes, Anthropic has secretly marked it so it can be identified later. Gruber's characterization of this as adulteration is strong language, but the technical community is largely agreeing with his framing.
What makes this land differently from a typical AI ethics debate is that it cuts at the core value proposition. People use Claude specifically because the output quality is high enough to integrate into their workflow. If the company is adding invisible fingerprints to that output without consent, it creates a trust deficit that's hard to recover from. The HN thread has engineers independently verifying the statistical patterns in Claude's output and finding evidence that supports the watermarking hypothesis.
I want to add some nuance here, though, because Anthropic hasn't confirmed the watermarking is intentional. One alternative explanation is that the patterns people are detecting are artifacts of RLHF training. The model learned certain stylistic preferences during reinforcement learning from human feedback. And those preferences cluster in detectable ways without any deliberate watermark engineering. That's actually a technically plausible explanation.
It is. But it doesn't fully address Gruber's complaint, because even unintentional stylistic fingerprinting affects the user. If you're a professional writer and your editor can tell you used AI assistance because the output has characteristic patterns, whether those patterns were engineered or emergent, the practical impact on you is the same.
The second Anthropic story is slightly different in character. Dario Amodei posted on what appears to be a social media thread about AI regulation and messaging strategy, essentially arguing that the AI safety community needs to be more careful about how it communicates risk to avoid triggering regulatory overreach that could harm U.S. competitiveness. The HN thread has 164 comments, and the reaction is mixed.
Mixed is generous. The thread has a significant contingent arguing that Amodei is prioritizing the company's commercial interests over the safety concerns that Anthropic was literally founded to address. There's a quote from the post where he essentially argues that apocalyptic framing around AI risk helps bad actors and hurts thoughtful regulation, which is a defensible point on its own. But it's coming from the CEO of a major AI lab, which changes how people interpret the motivation.
The accusation being leveled in the comments is that Anthropic has shifted from we're building AI safely, even if it costs us market share, to we're building AI safely as long as you define safely in ways compatible with our growth plans. Whether that's fair characterization or cynical reading depends a lot on what you believe about institutional incentives.
And the Claude system prompts Story, which is the number one post today with 677 points, adds a third data point to this Anthropic week. The company published release notes for system prompts on their platform, which is actually a transparency move. They're showing developers what default system-level instructions are baked into Claude before user input arrives. That's useful disclosure.
So in 1 week, you have Anthropic publishing system prompt documentation for transparency, getting accused of hidden watermarking, and having their CEO argue for more restrained regulation messaging. Each of those individually is manageable. All three together creates a narrative about a company that is working out publicly and in real time what its values actually are as it scales.
The HN community tends to be sharp about that kind of institutional tension. And the 677-point score on the system prompts Story suggests that developers genuinely appreciate the transparency, even while other threads are criticizing the company. It's possible to appreciate one thing and criticize another. That's not hypocrisy. That's just having specific views.